Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks as it's time for the calendar, and not a lot going on. This week of May the 14th, 15th, 16th, everybody graduating, everybody doing all that kind of thing. But next week on the 21st of May, is the Tri-Cities, the Three Rivers Folklife Society membership meeting, and J.W. Sparrow is going to be the concert performer for that. And that's at they always tell me I do this wrong, but it's the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road. Those of you who are members of that society, who paid dues, you are entitled to know financially how the whole thing's going. All the societies actually are supposed to do that, at least in the state of Washington, if they're nonprofit organizations. Now, whether you're interested or not is one thing, but you kind of should be. You should be interested in a lot of things that these folklore societies do, even if you don't care for all the music. And you know, some people like dances, and some people like concerts, and some people like both, and some like Cajun, and some like songwriters, and some like Celtic. And, you know, the volunteer societies have to kind of do all of this stuff. And the more people that are involved, the merrier it gets. Tumbleweed Festival is looking for volunteers. The Spokane Folk Festival is looking for volunteers. By the way, their applications are out. Go to the Spokane Folklore Society website and pick up a copy of the application and apply for that folk festival. It is in November. I don't quite remember when it is. I'll check and let you know. But those applications are always due around the 1st of July. So the Spokane Festival, which is right up there, it's kind of culminates the whole season there in November. I would suspect it's like the 12th and 13th, something like that. So be sure and do all of your applying and do the volunteering and help out. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to show up for a whole day or anything like that. But if you show up just for a couple hours and help move staging and help move chairs and maybe help cook a breakfast or do something for performers in the hospitality hall or sell buttons or whatever you do at these festivals, the point is they need the volunteers. So check out your local folklore society in your area and make all of that work. Alrighty. So anyway, the membership meeting is happening, and that's pretty much there are dances. Now, the Palouse Folklore Society has moved its dances out to the Blaine Schoolhouse. And so their third Saturday dance is also on the 21st. And the Blaine Schoolhouse, you need to go to the Palouse Folklore Society website. And it gives you a map. And there are a couple of different ways you can go out there onto Ide Road and eventually Blaine Road, and the schoolhouse is right there. It's an old little one-room schoolhouse, and that's where they have the dances. And those are fun dances out there at the Blaine. It's kind of in a rustic setting, and it's pretty neat. People do weddings out there and everything at the Blaine. So that's the third Saturday dance. Bellingham and Port Angeles, of course, they're always doing first Saturday dances. And I don't think they have anything in June, July, and August. The Bellingham folks, they keep it all rocking and rolling, but they're adjusting dates all over the place. It's hard for me to keep track. If you Bellingham folks could just send me a kind of an organized schedule, that would make it a lot easier. Alrighty? Okay, but the Blaine Schoolhouse is where they're doing the dances now. And you're going to see the Wednesday night dances outside there in the Tri-Cities out there on the Whitman College campus or at the Pioneer Park. And those will be happening pretty quick as the summertime hoves into view, as they say. All righty. Well, that was really interesting about old Hank, wasn't it? Yes, it was. Here's some Bulgarian music, Dunava. And this is a song. She says, oh, she says, who's going to take care of my parents? She says to her lover. And he says, oh, don't worry about it. I have parents too. And that's what this song is all about. Indeed. This is the group Dunava and some Bulgarian things. That last one says, the translation here says, oh, I can't sleep because of my beautiful neighbor. Mother, go ask for her hand. If I can't marry her, then I can't marry her. Then I'm going to suffer. I'm going to go find somebody else. I'm going to go to the garden and eat worms. It doesn't say that, actually, but it is an interesting thing. Mother, go ask her for her hand. And if I can't marry her, I'll be very, very sad. Oh, my goodness. Dunava, they're from Seattle, and they do a lot of this kind of thing. And there are a lot of folks who do Eastern European-type things in Seattle. Stanley Greenthal, down there, he's on Lopez Island. He does a lot of this kind of Eastern European, only he does it from an instrumental standpoint. And there's a neighborhood there. There is a sort of an audience for that kind of music in Seattle. We don't really think of it that way. But then Seattle has an audience for just about everything, doesn't it? Here's a group from the Seattle area. Philip Morgan, Teresa Morgan, Steve Gutta's on this album, and Offspring. Oh, my gosh. This is the Cutters. And the Cutters, of course, no longer exist. But they did some great stuff. And this is Teresa Morgan. And she talks about her song, Bridget's Fire. And live from the Wawona. The Wawona is no more either. It got torn apart. Alrighty, the Cutters, live from the Wawona.
It's a song about St. Bridget of Ireland, who had several monasteries in about mid-400s. And she had this fire that it's... The legend goes that it never ever went out, whether it had fuel or not. And that image is very powerful.
Souls are stirring, shadows fading from the maiden's light. Dancing praises for the joy of being here alive. Queen of saints on Erin shore, humble at the feet of all who celebrate the dark black night's defeat. And the fire is burning still in the hearts of those who take their dreams and fly. Beneath the moon, beneath the sun, Bridget's fire still is burning on. Darling of the masses, she is pointing high above. Look not to me, but to the Father and Mother's glorious love. Lady, all the flame tends to the hearts and souls of men. Barefoot in the garden with stardust in her hand. And the fire is burning still in the hearts of those who take their dreams and fly. Beneath the moon, beneath the sun, Bridget's fire still is burning on. Saint Bridget, hear our call, for we again live in dark days. Soulless, angry, desperate times, children filled with pain. Men all broken, wives forsaken, angels fear to tread. Saint Bridget, light our way with the fire, wine, and bread. And the fire is burning still in the hearts of those who take their dreams and fly. Beneath the moon, beneath the sun, Bridget's fire still is burning on. And the fire is burning still in the hearts of those who take their dreams. Beneath the moon, beneath the sun, Bridget's fire still is burning on.
Thank you. Well, many years ago, 200 years ago in England, there were a whole lot of criminals, because actually there were a whole lot of people just like us, and practically everything was against the law. So they put them all in prisons until the prisons got too crowded, and then they put them in the hulks of old Royal Navy warships in the Thames River until those got too crowded, and they used to send them to America until we revolted and left, and they couldn't do that anymore. So finally, in the late 1790s, they sent around the Horn to Australia what they called the First Fleet. Those were the transports who were taken to Australia, and to be transported was not a complimentary term. It did not mean that you went down to your travel agency and got a ticket to someplace exciting. It means that you were sent there under the order of the king and not to come back anytime soon. And this is a song called Roll Down. It's from the musical The Transports, which was written by Peter Bellamy, about the origins of the people of Australia. And it goes like this. Sweet ladies of Plymouth, we'll bid you goodbye.
Roll down.
We'll rock you and roll you again by and by.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will roll
down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
In the great Bay of Biscay, the seas will run high.
Roll down.
Those poor weary transports will wish they could die.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will
roll down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
When those great southern whales on our quarter do spout,
roll down.
Those poor weary transports will goggle and shout,
walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will roll
down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And when we have come to Australia's strand,
roll down.
Those poor weary transports will long for the land.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will roll
down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And then, sweet ladies of Plymouth, we'll pay all your rent.
Roll down.
Go roving no more till our money's all spent.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will
roll down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
Now the anchor's away and the sails are unfurled.
Roll down.
We're bound for to take her halfway round the world.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will
roll down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will
roll down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
Nice singing job from the audience.
I have traveled that country from the Keweenaw headlands, where the wild gulls do cry from the rocks to the sea, or the cold inland ocean to the Manitou Islands, far away from my home, strange places to see. And the stars, they shine bright on the south shore tonight, and the Keweenaw light sweeps over the bay. And if dreams could come true, I'd still be there with you on the banks of cold waters at the close of the day. I have drifted through the boom towns of a century dying, past the ruins of the smelters and the rusted head frames, down through Mohawk and Ameek, Centennial and Laurium, and a hundred sad places that have passed without names. And the stars, they shine bright on the south shore tonight, and the Keweenaw light sweeps over the bay. And if dreams could come true, I'd still be there with you on the banks of cold waters at the close of the day. I have counted the cross ties, the dry bones of the railroad. They stretch from the sunrise to the close of the day. And I have counted the miles between me and my true love, the lies and the highways that carried me away. And the stars, they shine bright on the south shore tonight, and the Keweenaw light sweeps over the bay. And if dreams could come true, I'd still be there with you on the banks of cold waters at the close of the day. All the leaves have turned gold and the summer's nigh over. The wild geese sweep low over Lake Manganese. In that faraway country, you walk by slow rivers alongside cold waters neath the whispering trees. And the stars, they shine bright on the south shore tonight, and the Keweenaw light sweeps over the bay. And if dreams could come true, I'd still be there with you on the banks of cold waters at the close of the day.
I went down to Sammy's bar
in the last post even
on the quay at Pietà.
Call away the diesel,
and my real love, she was there.
Hey, the last boat's a leaving.
She had sand all in her hair.
Call away the diesel.
How did sand get in your hair?
Hey, the last boat's a leaving.
Darling Johnny put it there.
Call away the diesel.
Been with Johnny all the day.
Hey, the last boat's a leaving.
Out at Ain to Fia Bay.
Call away the diesel.
He's a better man by far.
Hey, the last boat's a leaving.
'Cause he's got a Yankee car.
Call away the diesel.
I went out from Sammy's bar.
Hey, the last boat's a leaving.
Had to hire a Yankee car.
Call away the diesel.
Fourteen days I drank no wine.
Hey, the last boat's a leaving.
Saving for that love of mine.
Call away the diesel.
Then one day in Paula Square.
Hey, the last boat's a leaving.
At a paper I did stare.
Call away the diesel.
Johnny tried a hairpin bend.
Hey, the last boat's a leaving.
For my love, it was the end.
Call away the diesel.
I'm going back to Sammy's bar.
Hey, the last boat's a leaving.
I don't need no Yankee car.
Call away the diesel.
Oh, the Cutters and Friends. There are a lot of folks on this album. And that was Sammy's Bar, written by Cyril Tawney. Kind of a true story. He got dumped by her because his rival had a car, an American car. So by revenge, he wrote the song and killed her off in the song. And not only that, he sets it up so it's his rival, her new boyfriend, that's responsible because he tries the hairpin bend in a very careless way. So it's his fault. And that's how Cyril Tawney got rid of his frustrations by writing that song, one of the most famous sea songs, Haul Away the Daiso. The Daiso are the, he was on Malta, and there are a lot of little islands out there, and the Daiso are the little taxi boats that go back and forth. And so the deal here is the chorus says, hey, the last boat's leaving. And after that, you have to do these little teeny taxis. Call away the Daiso. And the last boat's leaving. So if you're going to get out there, you better get in your little teeny taxi boat there that all these folks are making money off of. All these British and American sailors, especially the British. Call away the Daiso and get out there to the last boat. Yes, indeed. So that's kind of what that's about, too. Interesting stuff. We heard the Cutters roll down. We also heard Mr. Art Theme, the Kiona Light. Art Theme, we're trying to play, and we've missed out. We haven't always done it. But trying to do a year's worth of at least one Art Theme song a show, because to me, Art Theme is what folk is all about. He could do temporary. He could do traditional. He could do all kinds of good stuff. Mr. Art Theme. All righty. Well, where are we going here? I don't know, but let's just see where we're going here. Oh, it's Eileen Ivers. That's who it is.
Walk on, the Lord at your side, keep on walking.
That's an interesting notes at the end there. Walk On, Eileen Ivers. This is a really good album. It's kind of an album of showing how Irish music influenced a lot of others, and a lot of other music's influenced Irish music. It's pretty good stuff, pretty good stuff. Yes, indeed. We're a little late on the break because I got kind of into the music thing. So we have to take a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more music. You just hang on because we're coming back. Hang on now.
In 1841, my corduroy breeches I put on, corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1844, my back was getting mighty sore, back was getting mighty sore, working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1845 I found myself more dead than alive, found myself more dead than alive, working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway.
Hope was catching on, hope was catching on, cowboys catch a line on. See Eloise go line and track. Cowboys catch a line on. Cowboys catch a line on. Cowboys catch a line on. See Eloise go line and track. can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? See, LB's gonna line in time. Mary and the baby sitting in the shade, thinking about the money that I ain't made. Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? See, LB's gonna line in time. Yeah, yeah. Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, batting out the waves with a 2x4. Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? See, LB's gonna line in track. Oh, yeah. If I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood. Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? See, LB's gonna line in track. Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? See, LB's gonna line in time. Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? Oh, boys, can't you line 'em? See, LB's gonna line in time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Beck Street there, a little Eastern European Celtoid thing going on there with Solas. Solas actually did kind of some pretty innovative things, not just the traditional that we hear a lot. They have some albums out there that are kind of out in left field, but that's Seamus Egan doing his creative thing. And so when you get the whole Solas library, there's quite a diverse bunch of music there. Solas, we also heard Jim Mills, we heard Black Mountain Blues, which is, of course, Black Mountain Rag, and Daddy Frank, written by the late Merle Haggard, Temperance Real, and some Eileen Ivers in there as well. Indeed. Well, we're just about ready to wind this thing up. Heidi's going to start singing about the highways and freeways not too long from now. Amanda Cully doing the playlists. Gave her a rest in that second hour. Didn't have to hardly do a thing. And there you go. If you want to email me, you can email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Don't you be forgetting that membership meeting next week, the 21st of May, there with the Three Rivers Folklife Society. You're entitled to know what's going on. J.W. Sparrow doing that concert. So that'll be fun. And don't you be forgetting to get those applications in for the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. Alrighty? I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. It's done. It's gone. Don't go thinking about it too much or you're living in the past. Other than that, you have a real good week, and we'll see you next week. Bye. May you find your